5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me get organized before we do this podcast.
Being organized?
Yeah. I'm serious about it, Kristen. I'm like, got to change my ways.
Before we get going on there, maybe we should tell people what we're doing right now.
We're podcasting, you guys. We're podcasting. I Mom So Hard. I'm Jen.
I'm Kristen.
And this is the I Mom So Hard podcast. You can find us wherever podcasts are listened to. Please rate and review because we hear that's good, right?
And subscribe. You know that our kids always act out like a YouTuber. And they're always like, hey, take your first 5 seconds to subscribe and comment below.
Hey guys, I'm making a podcast about being organized, and it's not like that.
It's not like that at all, but maybe it should be because those guys are making bazillions.
Are they?
They really are, and they just eat stupid food, which I feel like you and I could do it. I mean, we've done that.
I could nail that.
That's just my Wednesday night dinner.
That sounds much easier than me trying to get organized.
100%.
But this wasn't even, so also, you guys, go to imomsohard.com and get tickets to our live show, you guys. It's a written, rehearsed, two-person stand-up show. It's really raucous. It's really a good time. We're having so much fun doing it. And listen, we're following whatever the local restrictions are. Don't be an asshole. Just buy tickets and come, because we want to see you and just have a good time.
That's right. We're lawmakers. We're not politicians. We're just a couple of broads.
You are lucky for that, because I would make some strong Trader Joe's parking lot legislation.
100%. Right? There would be a whole new strata in the Trader Joe's. That's the problem. We would focus solely on like, hey, we know that the world is upside down, but
exactly what it would be. Like, insurance would cover Botox.
Yeah. We are where we belong.
Yeah,
but we would just like to say that come out to the live show. It's going to do your soul and your friends and you a lot of good. And there's all, like, we're just following whatever the venues tell us to do. Show up. Let's have some fun. imomsohard.com for tickets.
Yeah. It's a really good time. Now that it's a new year, this was not a resolution. I just found this incredible list online about getting organized. And I was like, most of these are really easy things that, number one, I can't believe I don't do this already.
Yeah.
And then some of them I already do. And then some of them I don't want to do. But it's been really helpful in getting my life put together a little bit.
So Jen found this article on aparttherapy.com, and we will post it on our podcast Instagram so that you can go to it yourself. But it basically was a list of 72 things you can get away or throw away in the new year and sort of declutter.
Maybe you don't need this. Maybe you're much more organized than me. But some of these things on this list, it literally gave me permission. Like number one on it, the thing that caught my attention is throw out your packages of takeout utensils, because I tell you what, I feel guilty throwing them away because I'm like, this is plastic, this is waste, and I didn't ask for them to be delivered with my food, but they came with the food, so then I let them pile up in the drawer, and then they get back behind the drawer and crushed behind. I don't need it in my life. I don't need utensils.
Here's what I do. I specifically tell them, don't pack it. Not all the time do they listen, but once in a while they do listen. And I'm like, okay, there's one saved. Because I hate eating with plastic.
Yeah.
I hate those plastic containers. I would like to call a restaurant and be like, can I pick it up and bring some Tupperware?
Yeah, don't put it in styrofoam.
Because I'm you and I are both the same, but I am very like conscious of that stuff. So I hate those things. I hate ketchup packs and soy sauce. My husband likes to collect that crap. I couldn't throw it away faster. And every time I do, I'm like, oh, there's this one more wrapper that doesn't need to be in the universe.
Like on Postmates and stuff, it says, which I think is great, they added that option. Like, do you want napkins and serving like stuff? And I say no. But they do it sometimes.
Sometimes. And then I get it. I think everybody's head is in the same space as yours. It's like, why would I waste this thing that could be used? But the truth is it just collects in your drawer. So at some point, you got to cut bait.
I already am trying to get through these 5,000 Easter Bunny plates that my husband bought at Costco 3 years ago. I mean, every meal at our house is on bunny plates.
You know, we did a thing about plates, too. I was like, you know what? I don't like stuff.
Kristen's really good at it, you guys. She's very like, she can cut bait. She can get rid of something if it's...
I think it's because I know that I don't survive well in clutter. And I'm not a neat freak by nature. I'm also ADHD, so I am messy. So I try very hard to work against myself. So I know that I would keep 5 plates on a hallway closet and then another 5 plates in the garage and like none of them get used. So during the quarantine, I was like, we're going to use this stuff. We're going to get rid of it. Like we have all these plates from birthday parties and, Valentine's Day napkins and all this. And we used it all. We have none of it. And it feels so good. We were using like Luke Skywalker 3-year-old plates for like many a meal, but at least they got used and it was paper. So we did put it in recycling, but you know, it's just tough. And you are very aware of how much you waste how much shit you have.
There's a lot to unpack here. Literally, you guys, so much to unpack in terms
so much to unpack.
But I do feel like I need to change my ways. I need to change my ways in terms of like clutter that I create. Because I do think my husband's starting to get like irritated. Like I ordered something that we needed. Oh, I know what it was. I made Delilah go through and I was like, please get rid of your underwear that doesn't fit because she likes it because it has a character on it. And then like it's just so much laundry and it's just clouds up the drawer. And like, so we did that and I realized, okay, she doesn't have any that are actually comfortable. She's got like 5 pair. That's not enough for a 6-year-old. No, I don't know who that's
not enough for me on a Tuesday.
That's a lot of pressure. For me, laundry wise.
Sometimes, depending on how much strength I have down there, it could be a 7-day.
No, I know
day,
that. It's dangerous.
How much I want to flex.
Anybody, let's just say anybody, you need a lot more than 5 pairs of underwear.
If you're a woman worth your salt, you need more than 1 pair of underwear, probably.
My husband, he could probably get through like 5 weeks with 1 pair.
Well, that's what he thinks.
That's what he thinks,
we do the laundry and you're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
This should be in the Smithsonian.
He literally ripped a huge hole in the butt of
his.
Yeah, trying to get his ski pants on.
That's what he says. But I think it was nachos, probably.
I think so, too.
My husband's, I'm like, there's no crotch left in these. Why don't you just wear a skirt?
How could you not feel the air coming through?
How could you not feel that very sensitive stuff on the seam of your pants?
I don't get it. I don't get it.
I think this is why my husband wears like Umbro-y type.
They're very soft.
Frickin' pants all the time for his testes.
Well, I ordered more underwear. Like, I immediately got on and was like, let's just order some. And so when they came, my husband was like, oh, here's an Amazon box. It's more stuff you need. And I was like, oh.
Shot across the
bow. You waspy motherfucker.
Well.
Yeah. It was. And I was like, okay. I can take a note.
I can see your tone and raise your tone, sir.
And partly it's because all of my Christmas stuff is not put away.
A lot of stuff.
It's on him to move like the big stuff. Like I put it into, like I neatly pack it. You guys, I gave myself permission to.
I know you do.
To spread out the process because here's what I'm doing. With all of this stuff, I'm giving myself like a task a day. Like, so even if it's just something little, like I'm looking at this list and it's like, put all of your hair ties in one place or something
like
that.
All things together.
it might take 15 minutes and you'll be so thankful that you did. So that this is what I, it's not my resolution. It's just this like challenge that I gave myself. Because let's be honest, I'm not going to make it through dry January, you guys.
Right.
It's not my cup of tea.
I'm trying, but we'll see. I think just the fact that you're trying to make these changes is all in an effort to, is all for good.
Yeah.
You know, we feel better when we do those things. It's just getting started that feels overwhelming. And I know you started with your closet, which is you, and you do, you like jewelry. You've got all these really wonderful things that your grandmother gave you. You've got, you like to shop. You've got great taste. You have so many beautiful clothes and you just needed to get organized. And if you didn't see our TikTok,
You gotta go see
it. That is just the tip of the ice closet, you guys.
I wish it were, but it's, you know, most of it's very.
But I'm not non-girl. I see sparkly stuff and I'm like, ooh, that's pretty. But I like look at all your stuff and I'm like, when does one wear this?
Well, that's the thing that convinced me was I was really frustrated with that space because it's really small. We just had we took part of the attic.
It's so cool though.
And
it's pink.
Drywalled it and then had shelves put in it and pink carpet. And I love it. I really do. And I wish now I enjoy spending time now that it's organized. But I also found I was doing that thing where you only wear 10% of your wardrobe because it's all you can access. And I love this tiger shirt. And I'm wearing it today because I found it. And it wasn't hard to get to. And I got rid of stuff. I made hard decisions. I was like, this doesn't fit you. It's not going to.
Yeah.
You need to get rid of it.
Also get rid of your shame clothes. I think we as women, we do this terrible thing. I read about this a long time ago and I stopped doing it myself. Don't buy clothes that are too small because you think you're going to work out to fit in them. It's just another way to look in your closet and be like, oh, this is something I didn't do right. Everything in your closet should fit you and make you put it on and you know it's going to work. And if that means you are like me who sometimes, I won't gain or lose weight, but I'll gain or lose mass. Right now I'm a little fluffy, so my clothes are tighter, but all of the clothes that I have fit. If I have a pair of pants that don't fit me and it looks like I'm trying to squeeze something into a croissant thing, it's tight around my waist and everything comes out the top or the bottom, I get rid of it because it makes me feel bad. And then I'm like, Kristen, why did you buy it in the first place? What are you doing? That's where I have to be careful because sometimes I don't think I know what I look like or what I want. And then I get at home and I'm like, well, that's not what I wanted
what I
out
thought
of this.
It was.
But then the staple items that I have that I love, I will wear the crap out of. So my closet is next. I spent my time on Eleanor's room.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going down that road yet. I'm not ready.
I got a whole lot to say
I'm
about
ready
that.
To, no, I'm ready to talk about your closet. I need a minute.
I'm still dealing with the processing of how my closet got to that bad situation, which I remember.
I don't know. You're busy. It's high up.
Exactly.
You got shit you got to do. Everybody else comes first. Is any of that on the list?
Absolutely. My son came up. I was like, you guys come look at they call it the pink room. Come look at it. You can sit up there and do iPads or read or whatever you want to do. There's finally a place for you to sit. There's
never
room
let them up there.
They just love it so much. It feels like a treehouse. It really, it's like
too bad. You get the rest of the house.
If I had that space,
I'd be like, no one comes in here.
I'd hide a lot. I really did. But that's all part of the process. But I remembered as I was cleaning, and it took 2 days, and I'm not totally done with it yet. I remember when I was a kid, I had a super messy room, all the way, probably till I was 15
really?
Or 16.
Like really messy? Or
no, Kristen, my mom would go, we don't have any plates. Can you please clean your room?
What?
I would have glasses with cheese.
That's amazing because your house is always so clean.
Well, I was going to give hope to moms. I know that your kids are messy now, and it's what gives me hope with my kids. It can all change on a dime. Because it really did. I don't know what age it did, but now I get infuriated by stuff that's messy in my house. And this is all part of me trying to be nicer to myself too. I want to stop getting mad and frustrated at myself. I am not going to talk about my weight. You got to help me.
I think that's a really nice thing that you said in the first part. But the second thing is I don't want to talk about my weight. I see why you're saying that, but I also think that you are so stinking cute and perfect right now. Like, I think you're at your best self. So fine, don't talk about your weight because you don't need to.
I'm not going to.
I'm just gonna.
I'm doing stuff on this list.
Yeah.
That is, even if I quit doing it tomorrow, I can look back and say, I've fully cleaned my closet. I don't have any more weird utensils.
Yeah.
Let me look at the list.
It makes you feel better about yourself. And there's a purge that happens. It's a weird, here's the thing. I can understand why people like having kind of stuff around them. And I understand why people get used to a mess. That's a weird thing to say. But yeah. I am somebody who, I'm kind of like a Mad Hatter. Like my office might be messy. There's never food or plates or anything like that, but it's disarray, but it's mine. And I understand where things are. So like if my husband comes in and like messes up what looks like a mess to me, if he tried to organize my mess, I would lose my mind. Because in my head, I have it all memorized and I know where it works. But once I take a stab at it and I make it better, I'm literally a nicer person.
Oh, yeah.
But it's so much work. And when you get this much time, we've been doing this while our kids are home. And today, thank God in heaven, they are in school. And I've never been so worked. Like working in Eleanor's room for 2 days straight, trying to get her to participate.
Oh, it's so hard. Because they see all the toys that they haven't played with in forever. And then that's the only way to get your kid to play with toys is to say to clean.
Or threaten to take them. Like, hey. Oh, yeah. We can get rid of some. Oh, no.
Yeah, I want that
you
pacifier.
You can't get rid of that stuffed unicorn that I haven't played with in 3 years because grandma gave it to me.
But, you know, it's me going like, I don't know, that red sweater. I used to rock that red sweater.
I know.
I worn it.
It's
in
a weird reflection
years.
On ourselves. And then you have to, like, do what you're saying to do. Like, I'm like, yeah, Kristen, I'll like things together. Get your ass in your own closet. And then I'm like, oh, but I can't because I'm cleaning my children's closet.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
I'm not cleaning Vin's closet. I'm cleaning Eleanor's closet. My son is pretty darn tidy, and he does not like it when his room is messy. He doesn't like, he likes his clothes to be clean. He likes to fold his clothes. He likes to have his room clean.
That's amazing.
He'll still leave his shoes and crap in other areas, but his own area, neat. So I'm like, oh, sure, you can go down and like not help put the dishes in the sink, but you'll go up and your room is like polished. But Eleanor, not at all.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if it's like my son's room is usually pretty messy. If I have to go clean it up, it's just a couple things to pick up. But I don't think he experiences his room in the same way that my daughter does.
No, they play in their rooms.
Yeah.
So Eleanor will go in. Here, Are we talking about this? Are we really off your closet so fast? Can you go through your list more before I get into it?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm still in like the frustrated zone.
I can go back to my closet.
Well, go to the list because I think it's really fun when you go to specifics about, because there were things on that list I was like, oh, hell, she's going to have a hard
time. I know. Well, I will say that my room used to get so messy when I was a kid. And I remember every like 1 or 2 months, I would spend an entire Sunday. My mom didn't make me do it. I did it. I like to figure out new ways to organize stuff and to like make whatever I had work. And I still do. Like, I still am, like, trying to figure out the garage better. Like, just, I like the challenge. Like, it's a Tetris game to figure out where to put stuff. And, I mean, I have wasted a lot of money on bins that aren't getting used or anything now.
Jesus.
But, like, I know.
It's how the home edit's going to be, like, bazillionaires. All they
are
do
they
is
selling those dang bins.
Organizers, bins. More bins. How about less shit?
Listen, I tried to do what they do. I tried to do the rainbow
I'm not
shit.
Doing
the
that.
I tried that Marie Kondo.
You can't do the rainbow thing because your shirts are literally, you don't know what color it leads with.
No,
you're
that's
like,
what
is
I mean.
Is this a yellow?
Just a whole section of rainbow.
It's just all rainbow.
All my rainbow shirts.
Your rainbow is, I'm going to organize this as one giant rainbow.
It really is true. Evidently, I have a lot of red sweaters, though. I never noticed that about myself.
You have so many prints. Meanwhile, my closet's like black.
I love prints.
Burgundy.
If it doesn't have a print on it, I don't know if I can wear it.
I'm the opposite. I buy prints and I'm like, nope, too bold.
And all of her print shirts, I'm like, I'm waiting for her to get tired of that one.
And I'm like, I can't wear
shirt.
This. I can't wear this any
cowboy
longer.
Cowboy boot shirt I really want really bad.
Yeah, it's real cute.
It's so cute. It's the
I wear it and now it has a paint circle on the back.
Sure.
How'd that happen? I don't know.
How do you get a paint circle?
How do you get a paint circle
Did
on
you
the shoulder?
Did you set a spray can? Oh, no. I still want it.
I don't know.
It's not going to deter me one bit.
I'm so mad about it.
I like the organizing part of it. So moms, don't worry. Your kids can totally change and go the opposite OCD direction, which is what I'm doing now. But listen, okay, here's things you can throw away. Okay, listen to this. Twist ties.
Totally. I don't have one.
My husband saves them. And I'm like, you know
what?
Thank you for giving me permission to bundle cords and stuff like that. Because that
Get
guy loves
Get rid of the freaking cords.
Nope, he won't.
I know. Neither will
Colin. I'm going to show you all of his cell phones that I found.
I know. My husband won't either.
There's flip phones.
Yep.
I don't understand it.
I threw away an Apple Watch today and that hurt my feelings because it was broken and so I had to get a new one.
Yeah.
And so I kept trying to recharge it. I was like, well, what if it was just me? What if these new chargers are better? And I was like, Kristen, just let go and let God.
Don't throw good money after bad.
Yep.
Yeah.
Let go.
Well, so this one really got me too. Where is it? Oh, candles you don't use or are partially used. Thank you for giving me that permission because I don't know if I think it's Little House on the Prairie and I've paid a nickel for this. And so candles are expensive,
they're
by the way.
They're very expensive.
And they're kind of hard to find anymore.
I'm on the fence about that one.
Like stick candles?
Oh, stick candles.
Like,
well, yeah,
those are
what
the ones
are you on the prairie? Like, I'm talking about the big old fat ones that are like from like a sand and fog or whatever.
Oh.
I'm like, that's a nice freaking candle.
Well, if you, I bet I've only ever used to the end like 3 candles in my life.
In Christmas, I do, and then I throw them away.
That's good. I save them for next Christmas, and then they just melt my garage.
Well, sure, if they're like not super used, but most of the time they're minor cheap, shitty ones anyway, and it's like, oh, what a terrible smell. Here's one thing that I do have a hard time. I saw this list, and I was like, what would I first of all, vases. I don't throw away vases because I'm always short vases.
They're always under my sink. I know.
I don't have that many. I think I just don't have. Why am I not a bazillionaire? Anyway.
Well, I'll save like, this is a cute little bon maman jam jar or something. I'm going to put flowers in. And I do.
You do.
But there's too many of them. Like if it's just the like dollar store vase, I got to start chucking that stuff because.
Yeah.
Why?
You
Why
know what I
it?
Have a hard time with getting rid of and also make, like, first of all, children's books, like, get away from me. I can have those. I want everyone to leave me alone. I have a I have a bookshelf of children's books.
You're gonna
they bring
those.
Me joy.
Yes.
Everybody leave me alone. But novels and stuff, because I do enjoy reading an actual book and not always an e-reader.
Yes.
I made a box to give. Here's the thing that helps me. I don't like throwing stuff in the trash, especially if I just paid for something
yeah.
or if I enjoyed it.
Yes.
So I'm like, I'm not throwing that in the trash. So what I do is I do
so
a book
value.
Bin. Yeah, I do a book bin and I'm like, these books I'm going to put out and I'm going to say free books. Anybody in the neighborhood that wants to grab a book can. And then after that, I go donate them.
Great.
But I really have a hard time letting go of books for some reason.
Yeah,
and they
I
just are a dust collector.
I know. I almost had this like naval funeral for these books that my husband had. He loved them. They were like all the Stephen King books. He was like,
I know, but you gotta let go.
I know. He left them on the side of the house in a box and it rained. It never rained.
Oh, shit.
And I was like,
boo.
Well, you've carried them around for years and now we just have to throw them away because they're 9,000 pounds of wet Stephen King book. Like, it's just too much, you guys.
You don't want to know what I just found of Colin's that I was like, I'm not going to throw this away. This will hurt his feelings because it is literally a map to his personality. Is I found all of his CDs. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when
oh.
we did the Looped event and yeah. he was so excited because we wanted to get a real boombox yeah. with tapes? And he was like, I have a tape collection. And he went and looked for it and we couldn't find it. We found it. And it's his tapes and it's his CDs. And the CDs are from when he was like 20 to like yeah. 23. And it's, man, it's a flip chart of like deep diving that guy's soul. Yeah. Like everything from Led Zeppelin to NSYNC to
yeah.
like, you know, it's literally the best yeah. collection of music that's like such a bro from Texas.
Yeah.
And it makes me so happy.
Well, this is part of what keeps stuff around me. Like unwantedly is that I had a huge CD collection and my first like Apple ID and you know you
the first iPod
yes
oh
and the first like Apple ID that I had I downloaded all just the songs that I liked from my CDs
oh my god you and your dad
to get rid of them you know I did I spent like an entire weekend going through CDs and like saving stuff. And then they were on my computer and I could burn them to CDs too. This was back when everybody had
man.
A CD-ROM on their computer too. And sorry.
She's
not COVID. I lost that Apple ID. There was this, remember right after we started doing iMom,
yeah.
my husband accidentally deleted my address. I didn't have a way of recovering it.
Yes.
So I also would take all of my points from work, my American Express points, and cash them in for credit. To buy music.
Oh, what a great idea.
Except that they only would guarantee 2,000 songs at the time. And I had 5,000 to 10,000 songs and stuff on there that had been from my CD collection and stuff. So they're just gone into the ether.
Oh, man.
So I sometimes when I'm like, when we're on a road trip, I go through and I'm like, oh, I remember this Keith Sweat song from, you know.
Oh, it's the best. And then you remember where you were and
yes.
when you listened to it. Music's different now. Music is a different experience.
But I'm
because
scared of losing stuff like that.
I
know.
I don't throw away. I historically do not throw away phones and I don't throw away iPods and I don't throw away. Even if they're not charged, I'm like, I'm going to figure it out because
yeah.
like. Even just like, it's so funny we're talking about this right before we left here, and I have a video of it. We found a bunch of, remember their little iPods? What were they called? The Nano?
The Nano, yeah.
No, but what was the one that was a little tiny square?
Oh, the bar.
The what?
Shuffle?
The Shuffle.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't even, remember the first Shuffle didn't even have a screen on it. It just had forward,
yep.
behind.
Yep.
Found one of Colin's, went to his old like Apple Music. It was from 2011 when we were dating and it was aww. Right when Finn was, well, that's telling. Dating and pregnant
oopsie.
And our relationship. And I remember that he was running a lot and this was the music he was running to and he played it and he is like air guitar, like air drumming. Like
yeah,
we both have yep. like these deep, like everybody does when you, it's food and music. You
yeah.
have these deep memories to music, but not only if you're especially a Gen Xer, it's not only listening to the music, it was the process of getting the music.
Oh.
It was the putting the CD into the CD player and like having to do it just right so that it didn't skip, or
yes.
the tape deck, or your parents with an 8-track, or records. Like it's so deeply,
it's
hard to get rid of that. It's hard to think of that going away. And so, like, those are hard things to throw away. I don't throw that away. I don't care.
I still remember going to, because my dad was very into records. So he,
Oh my God, that's an understatement.
Like, hey, you want to, you want to go to the music store? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm already there. Just meet me. You know, yeah. This is before cell phones, you guys. But I could call the record store and I'd be like,
is Jerry there?
Yeah. And see, let me talk to him. So I wanted this U2 version of Unchained Melody that they did live. And I looked for it for like a year and a half. And I finally was at this like import cutout bin of like singles and found it. And I gave it up. Now you can access it. But like you couldn't get music.
Yeah, you had to like search for stuff. Or like if you saved up for a CD. Do you remember when CDs were like so expensive?
Like $14 for a CD. That was like
I got the first Nirvana
gym like, membership.
Nirvana changed my life. My friend Colby, rest in peace, had the first Nirvana CD, and we like listened to it when my parents were out of town, and I was like, I think my soul changed in front of my eyes.
I know who now I am now.
Now I'm going to wear my dad's flannels and too much eyeliner. I am no longer a sweet.
Yes.
I'm hard. I'm dark. I am grunge. But I'm also nice on the side.
I was doing a lot of ironing my hair at that point.
Yeah.
My very bleached blonde hair
so
that
good.
I wore with my vamp color lipstick.
Of course you did. But this is all the stuff you go through. It's hard to let go because you don't know if like you're going to have that feeling again, if you're gonna have that recall, if you don't have this thing that reminds you of it. So it is tricky. It's like I'm not a minimalist. I want to be. I would prefer to be. I don't need tchotchkes and stuff, but if I assert a meaning to something,
yes,
I will keep it. And it could be as random as like a business card. And I'll be like, did you throw away that business card from that guy that was a realtor who brought me over a cake on my birthday? Yeah. How dare you?
Yeah.
Now that memory is gone.
I know. I one of the things I did when I was cleaning my closet, I had all these business cards that I used to just keep in a slot in the and
oh
I like
God.
Went through them and I was like, most of these are in my phone. Why
I know,
am I
but
keeping
it's just
these?
I know it's parting with the past and embracing the future, but there is something neat about holding on to that stuff because I had the same thing. I had a cigarette case that had business cards in it and I found it and I was like, I don't know where Jared Kocobian is from Glendale. I hope he's still selling property, but this is a 25-year-old business card. I wasn't in the market then. I'm not in the market now.
It's got his pager number
But you
on
know
it.
What? God bless him. He gave me my first house in L.A. at rental price that I could afford, and I love him for it.
Yeah, that's a good memory. I know, and how are you going to remember those things if you don't? Like,
that's what I'm saying. If you don't have the thing, how do you remember the moment?
Well, and that's like, my curse, and I also don't have a big family, but if I have stuff from them.
It feels like it.
I can also tell you what gift everyone gave us for our wedding. Like, I will.
I can too, kind of.
It's crazy, and it's nice, actually, you know, to.
We had got a lot of camping equipment. I really did the registry wrong. I was under duress. You know, I was pregnant.
Well,
I was like, I'm in my 30s. I don't need a blender, but I could use this really nice steak set that goes on the road, which we, by the way, got from Jen Smedley. And we used, Britt got us the camp set, and you got us the decanter. Didn't you guys get us the
I got you the decanter for a shower, I think.
Oh, we got the, I know we got the,
No, I think when you guys
the red camping plate set.
Oh, gosh.
That I freaking love. And we just took on the road with us for the first time because our kids weren't old enough to camp yet.
Yeah, but that's also a good thing to use for like when you grill outside.
Totally. We did it. It was so fun.
Okay, so here, can I go over some more? And
yes.
Some of these are really hard for me. I want to talk about on this list what's really hard. Okay.
So, and then I'm going to tell you about Eleanor's room.
Oh, okay. I'm only down in number 12.
Oh, God.
Magazines.
Magazines are hard for me to get rid of.
They're really hard for me to get rid of. And I have this stack of magazines that I bought on my honeymoon.
No, you're not getting rid of that.
No, I can't. So that one has been a big challenge for me. And then it says chipped dishes.
Did our food just come to the
door? I think our food just came to the door. This is how ADHD Kristen is. The alert came up on my phone and she took my, she was like, just ignoring it.
I'm like, are you going to talk about what just popped up? It says doorbell. Why are you continuing to read? Like you're a linear human. Sorry, I digress. Go, Jen, go.
I can't get rid of teacups. That's like my biggest challenge right now is plates and stuff like that. I have my mom's china from her marriage to my dad. I have
You have a lot of stuff.
I have my grandma's china, two sets of them. She got these super cool bamboo china.
Can't. You got to store it. Sorry, you're stuck with it.
I know.
Can't get rid of it.
I hope when my brother moves here that he's going to take some of it. Because that was kind of my thought was, I'm like, well, I'm not going to get rid of it, but maybe he'll take it off my hands at some point.
That stuff, I don't care what that list says. You got to hold on to it.
I got to keep that. Scraps of wrapping paper. I hear you, and I did it. That was a tough one for me.
This is permission. Like, I was like, why am I holding on to this tissue paper that looks yellow now? Like, what am I doing? Let go of it.
Now I got to answer the door because they're being real persistent. Who's this?
Hello?
Is it food? I don't. Oh, it's FedEx. Hi. Can you go? They need a signature. Yeah.
It's booze. Jen's getting booze to the door.
I don't.
This should be a two-parter because we're going to talk about your closet.
I mean, this is a lot, but okay. So, boots you haven't worn all season. Now, I disagree with all season, but I did get rid of boots that I was keeping just because they were expensive when I got them.
What'd you do with them?
Gave them to Goodwill. They're 10 years old. No, I took really good care of them. But what, you want them?
Why would you give them to Goodwill if you know I love boots?
Well, I mean, like, one pair's, like, juicy. But they're really cute.
You know what somebody told me that was really good advice one time, and it changed my way of looking at the Goodwill, is you're going to make somebody's day.
Yes.
Like, think about that, like, 16-year-old girl who's on a budget, and she goes in and she finds juicy boots.
Yeah.
Or, like, the mom who hasn't splurged on herself and she knows what a good cardigan looks like.
Yes.
She's going to go in there and you're going to make her day.
Yes, I do feel like I don't give junk or stain stuff to Goodwill.
Neither do I. I think that's not nice.
Yeah.
Throw it away.
Yeah, but I do have some really good things that it hurt a little bit to get rid of. And that was the thought in my head that like somebody's going to love it. And I think of like me going to a thrift store when I was a 16-year-old going like,
what a find.
Where did this Argyle cardigan come from?
The other thing my friend told me, and we've talked about this before, I have a hard time getting rid of like printers that I'm not using
or
cables, because what if you need them for something?
Yeah.
And let go and let God, because I'll tell you now, nothing feels better than throwing out a printer that doesn't work, that you are convinced that you're going to find the right cord for and you aren't.
You're not.
I tried to give it away. I tried to give it away on Facebook.
And they're practically free now.
Totally. And a friend of mine goes, nobody wants your old ass shit.
Yeah.
And I go,
ouch.
It hurt my feelings, but I was like, he's right. This is a 4-year-old printer without a cord. Why would anybody want this? What? And if you want it, you're a hoarder. I'm going to help you not have it.
Well, yeah, that's if you told me, though, that printer had belonged to your uncle and he bought it just before he died.
But that's not true. I got it at Office Max and lost the cord 2 days later.
Man.
So.
That's a tough one.
It's a tough one.
I know.
But you know, again, like, think about what it is you're giving.
Yeah. So if it's not useless, there's no use
ready
of it
to go.
To you, you better. Probably it's not going to be useful to somebody else, you know?
Right. And also, like, I don't think just because you are picking something up for free that it should be sort of like an insult. That's why I don't think you should give clothes away that have stains on them. Like, why would you're not going to wear it with a stain on it. Don't ask somebody to do that for themselves. And also don't, like, I you know what I mean? I just think that's like, that's why I tell the kids, I'm like, your clothes are stained, they get thrown away. That's a waste of money. You're not getting a new one. You take care of your stuff. Oh, God, it drives me insane.
I mean, well, I got rid of shoes that weren't in good condition.
I had to throw away
bag.
Because plus, you don't wear socks.
I never wear socks, you guys. And in addition, I am wearing socks today. But in addition to that, I lack ability to know when to throw shoes away.
You do.
And I don't know why.
You will wear, you know, it, again, you
why
also,
is it, Kristen?
I don't know, but also there's a thing like you don't know how bad they are until you get a new pair. I used to do that with Chuck Taylors, and then I would get a new pair and I was like, why didn't anybody tell me? Like, I look like the swamp creature on my feet. Why are these, what is wrong with me?
And I have some really nice shoes with
laces
look like
them.
I flossed my ass with them. Like, it's unbelievable how bad.
Gross.
I'm like, I just need to either get rid of these shoes or I need to get new laces for them.
Right.
Like, so I did order new laces for shoes. And another thing that I got, and these were super cheap and they're my favorite thing. While we're talking about organizing, here's a really good, like, how to do it and obviously we don't give advice, but if I stumble upon something that's going to help me get my shit together.
That's not advice. That's being a cool chick.
Okay. These plexiglass clear dividers.
Those are awesome in your closet. They are awesome.
Because this is what occurred to me. I used to have my jewelry on top of my closet, and then there's all on top of like the drawers, on top of the dresser. And then you have all this like wasted space, like just like
between the top of the dresser and the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because her ceiling pitches. So like there's a little bit of a nook in there that you could technically use for sweaters or jeans or whatever if it's organized properly.
Totally. And so I was like, why take up this 15 square feet of like jewelry trays? I can stack those in two drawers. And then that huge drawer that I used to have all the sweaters in, I got those dividers and stacked them on top. And guess what? That's what I said. I found this sweater today that... it was so easy to get dressed today because I could see everything. The jewelry, I don't use that much because, A, I can't wear my huge earrings because of
masks.
And I decided I either needed to, like, organize those or get rid of them, like, let that ship sail. And I probably should get rid of some of them. But literally some of them are like, I wore these when we taped our first show or our Amazon special
or
whatever.
Don't get rid of those because I looked at them and thought the same thing.
I know.
It's like, she wore these when we taped.
I can't.
I'm currently still wearing the same earrings that we wore when we taped our first show.
So it might mean something to your kids someday too, you know?
Oh, like, all that jewelry is so fun. And it's your personality. Like my thing that I have a hard time with and is art supplies. Like,
oh God,
but I use them. So it's tricky for me, like Micron pens and notebook sketchbooks. But I will tell you this. We are organizing our garage. I can't get into that right now. That's another episode.
Let's just do a whole episode on garages because...
Garages will be another situation.
That is the bane of America. Wait, is that a word?
Yeah.
All of us in America. We got these damn garages.
I can't even go into it right now because I'm having such a personality crisis with this garage experience and my daughter's room, but I'll talk about that in a second. But I did find... Like, I went outside and I was like, why do I have 25 fucking sketchbooks? Why? And then I started going through them and I was like, what ones will the kids like to see? So I went through them and like there'd be one drawing and one sketchbook. And I'm like, Christine, you idiot. Like such a waste. So I threw away like 11 of them.
But did you tear them out?
One picture. But then I found ones from high school and it was my freshman year. And it was so telling because I literally looked at each drawing like it was an assignment. So like one was like draw a picture of your hand, draw. And the kids got to see it. And then on the back, it said late B, could have been an A on every single drawing. And that's when I was really suffering with ADHD and like hitting deadlines and understanding myself. And then the second time I took the art class, this is a little sad. So bear with me. And if you're an ADD person, you understand. So the second time I took the class, I was on medicine, which was very strong. And it kind of took my personality away. So you saw a little lack of magic in the drawings. They were a little more technical, but everyone was on time. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So the kids were like, what happened between the semester and your freshman year? I was like, I don't know, Ritalin? Like that. It's a very interesting thing. But the kids were like, Mom, if you would have just handed these in, you would have had an A. And I go, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, but I think you should look at that and feel really good that like you're not on that medicine that zaps your personality, but you're not like that anymore.
No, the good thing about ADHD as a kid, especially, and you do start to, some of the symptoms, they're not as strong. Like that is a very like typical of being that young. It has to deal with puberty and adolescence and energy and all that. And so I think I just lack the energy, but it was neat to see that. And so then the kids got to see my drawings and they were like, Mommy, you're a really good artist, but you got to get your stuff in on time. I'm like, save your judgment, sir.
Well,
I was the president of everything and not good at any of it.
Well, it's good parenting if they were worried about stuff being on time, though.
Right. That was their takeaway. They literally, at the end of the day, they were like, just God, if you could have got it done on time. Like
story
4 hours
life.
Later. I'm like, I know. I'm an artist.
Well, that makes me think that every single child has ADD because especially my daughter's room is like, she's either going to be like a serial killer.
I mean, here's the thing I'll say about girls. Girls are very good at play. And I'm not gender, like making generalizations. I should say our girls are very good at play.
Yeah, they believe like crazy.
They go into the room and they want to play with the dolls and they want to play with the Barbies and they want to play like Eleanor, these characters that she's doing. She has a comedy kit. You want to see her freak out? Try to take
a comedy kit. I love it so much. I know you do too. Okay. Somewhere.
Okay, but hold on. You got to hear. Big nose. You got to hear what this is. What I'm dealing with.
Okay.
So I go and I'm like, Eleanor, by the way, we're on like 14 weeks of Christmas break, and I'm no longer entranced. I want this room to be clean.
I mean,
and
it felt like we were clocking like 90 weeks.
I mean, I am like, Eleanor, here's a list, a very easy list of things I want you to do in this room so that you can start this process. I don't work for you. We're going to work together.
Yeah.
You're going to make some headway on your own. I come in, new character. She's got on, and it kills me to not laugh because she's like, da-da-da-da-da. And she's like, I just found this. And so she's wearing like giant ears and a green visor. Then I come back in and she's wearing like a Bart Simpson hat. And then I come back in, she's doing this one. I mean, there were like eight. I only showed in social media like three. There were so many. She's got a suitcase or a handbag that is a comedy kit in case, and I quote, she has to take it on the go. She wanted to dress.
Come on.
You know this little old lady character she's got? This
what's
Sophia.
Her name?
It's not Sophia.
Grandma Rose.
Grandma Rose.
Because Delilah
is
tacky.
Tacky. That's her character name. So
it's tacky. Yeah.
Eleanor wanted to wear it on the plane. And I go, no. We're flying to New York.
You get a senior discount?
Right. Maybe. If we get upgraded to first because of this, perhaps.
I'm going to fake you an AARP card.
I go, you are not getting on the flight like this. This is a tech vest and a wig, and you are not wearing it for five. She would have done it 100%.
For sure she would have done it.
100%. Yeah. So she puts everything into this, which includes her leprechaun, or what is it, lumberjack. It's got an axe. Yeah. There's an axe coming out of it. It's
they
plastic
are not
axe.
Let you have that on
no,
the plane.
No, she's got all these old-timey mustaches, but they're everywhere, you guys. Her room is just a crap hole. So I got rid of anything. You want to know the worst thing you can keep in a room? Is anything with those. Do you know what I mean? Like Pottery Barn used to make it. It's a storage container that has just like endless pits.
Oh,
like
the
like
region,
a region thing.
Yeah,
don't have them in there.
No,
all that's going to be there is the endless swill of Barbie shoes.
Yes.
And freaking garbage.
LOL
from birthday.
Doll sunglasses and stupid stuff like that.
That's what killed my Dyson. I was like, are you telling me that these flared pants are going to take my Dyson down? We dumped.
These booty shorts
aren't
going to
just destroy an $800 vacuum. I'm going to write a strongly worded letter.
Yeah. Hey, LOL.
You can go fuck right
absolutely.
Off.
Absolutely.
You
with
are
your
responsible
pants. For a lot of deaths.
Yeah.
Of
and
vacuums.
I literally had to walk out of the room and I was like doing that high pitched scream. I was like, if this is broken, I'm going to leave. But I was at my wit's end. However, day one, losing my shit.
Yeah.
Day two, saw progress. And she started to feel good,
yes.
too. I will tell you, the thing that kills me about Eleanor is she uses the same, like psychological game on me that I used to use on my mom. I would go, Eleanor, we don't need 50 pencil boxes. We don't need these.
Yes.
We just need one.
God,
you don't have
boxes.
This many pencils. Why are they? We don't need all these pencil boxes. And she goes, Mommy, I use those for Barbie beds. And I was like, I used to use pencil boxes for Barbie beds.
Yeah.
Everything can be
perfect
made
size.
Into a Barbie
piece
of furniture
or
a Barbie bed. And you want to know something? I think she's right.
But
that's
guess what?
The problem.
She has Barbie beds.
She has Barbie beds. And
then
I'm like, you're not rubbing Barbie camp. Or if you are, we need to reduce the size of Barbies.
I know. I really did have to tell myself, like, if I am going to be this hard-nosed with the kids and they're like, I
got to
do it with myself too. Because it really is like, there was on our, like that table, like as you're coming out the back door, one of those stretchy skeleton things from, that like wacky wall walker thing, like sticks to the wall. I just this week was like, I think I'm going to throw this away. And I feel confident that I can tell them the truth that I did it. Because I have moved and operated around this piece of rubber for 3 months now.
Yeah.
And I need it the fuck gone.
I know. We all lose our ability. I'm like, You know what? I love you, Eleanor, and all your creativity, but this shit is gotta go, man.
I can't.
I'm just going to be the monster. But the things that I won't throw away that I'm like I will dig through trash to save one single Lego.
Oh, that's hard.
I will let everything else go. Every LOL accessory that I'm like, well, there's $32 I'm not getting back. But for some reason, a Lego piece, hits me in a weird spot.
What if they're going to rebuild the space station at some point? They're going to be missing the door frame or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to be missing the door frame. We can't complete it.
I did throw away what I think was from a space shuttle, a Lego, the other day. Because I just was at this point of throwing stuff away.
Yeah.
And it was like in my... accidentally ended up in my throwaway hand, and I'm like,
let it go.
Sayonara, Lego.
Have you ever thrown away something you've regretted?
Yes.
Have you ever gone back in to try to find it?
My daughter will. That's why I try to do like the bulk of their throwing away when they're gone.
You can't let her be in front of a bin that's open, because they'll take it out and go hide
Absolutely.
It. I don't know if you know how Eleanor works. She's like, Mommy, that's literally my favorite Barbie shoe. Where's the other one? I don't know, but
that one. Yeah, but at least I've got that one.
I've got that one, and it's just a matter of time before I find the other one.
Can I tell you one other thing that I remembered when you were talking about costumes? Because that is on the list that you should throw away costumes.
Hell no, not us.
Whoever made that list is bonkers.
Yeah, that's crazy. You don't have fun in life.
I bought those under the bed bins for
the
kids for costumes, like other old Halloween costumes, and like, you know, if you find like, I've had old clutch purses that are like,
yeah,
stained.
I get rid of their costumes. I don't get rid of my costumes.
Yeah, I'm not getting rid of mine.
But
I store theirs under the bed.
Yeah.
So when like Eleanor comes over,
yeah, they have something to play with. Yeah, it's a big bin.
They'll all be like, one's like a Jedi and one's a princess.
Totally.
The kids all love to play with them. They're probably getting too small for them
now. Yeah.
Which means this time I have to go through and like start handing them down, which is going to kill me.
I know. And then you're like, you better play with this kid. Do you know how lucky you are? You want to know what my mom used to do? This is so cool. My mom was a high school teacher, and the girls would wear prom dresses. And she's like, if you have any old prom dresses at home that you don't wear, bring them to me, and I'll cut them off and sew them up so Kristen can use them for dress up clothes. And the girls brought so many prom dresses. And so I had a trunk, you know, the old, cool old Dutch trunks. We're one of those. I've never gotten one of those. I got Grandma Oons on my wall, but I want a Dutch trunk.
Yeah.
She would have a Dutch trunk full of them, and I could just put them on like all the time.
That's
it was so fun.
It
was so fun. Is there a Kleenex? I'm for sure dripping.
Yeah. There's a whole box of it.
Sorry, you guys.
No.
You could probably hear me sniffling. It's.
Where is it? I swear to God, there.
It's only
I just
because
put one
LA
in here.
Is a little cold right now.
Is it? Where? Casey, I'm losing my mind. Is it back on that bar up there? Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh. Thank
Sorry,
you.
Geez.
Thank you, Casey. Sorry. I didn't want to, like...
Great.
Oh, okay.
We'll start
so
wrapping
up. So let me wrap it up by saying that I do have this really funny thing to show you. Do I do it here? Okay. I brought some material from Eleanor's cleaning day because I found these in what I think was some version of a Barbie shame room where the Barbies that were... I think she wants to be someone who she made a decision and then she regretted it. And so she wanted to still love them, but she stopped loving them. So I just want to show you what has happened.
Okay. Let me mentally prepare for this. Okay. She's reaching
Hold
into
on.
Her bag right now.
Hold on, you guys.
And
all right. I'm going to just, should I do these one by one?
She's
just
not.
To show you?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, God. You know, Barbies, they get dragged. They get dragged.
Oh. Here's something that happens to all of us. I think as mothers, we do think we can cut our daughter's hair because we had that confidence because we thought we could cut our Barbie's hair.
Yeah.
And I just want to go through a couple where Eleanor was.
Okay. Hold on, you guys. So there's a naked Barbie. I'm
this
impressed
is how I found him.
She doesn't have any of her hands chewed off by dogs.
Feet.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Feet
oh,
are
both
chewed
of her
off.
Feet. Yeah.
Feet,
yeah.
Feet are chewed. I don't know if we had a dog at this point. That's the question.
So this looks like it might be a Kate plus 8 kind of hairdo.
Kate plus 8.
It's like real squared up in the back. She wants to talk to the manager, you can tell.
She's like, listen, I am out dating. I'm self-actualized. Now, I need to talk to a manager. I need someone to carry this to my car.
I don't deserve to be talked to
How
this
dare
way.
You? How you dare are. You?
You.
Yeah, look at this.
Oh, and there's
and
one
I
real,
asked her,
she's got a rat tail, too.
I said, Eleanor, what happened? She goes, I cut her hair. And I go, but then did you like it? And she goes, no.
Yeah.
So she put her in the shame closet. And then?
I had this beautiful Barbie I made look like Lady Elaine Fairchild from, you know, the weird queen.
This one.
Whoa, you guys. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, God, it's sad.
I feel okay. Like this is the woman that's like, did I go too short?
Is it
too short? I can tell by your face I went too short.
I was trying something new.
You
know, not everybody can
it's
wear
too
it
short,
that way.
Isn't it?
No, oh, I think
God,
you can pull it off.
It's never going to grow.
I think you could get extensions.
Okay. I know. It's too short for extensions. You told me pixie. You said say a pixie cut, and that's what I did.
Maybe, you know, like a week you'll be growing.
She looks like Pinhead.
Okay. So here's what it looks like. She's got a purple leotard on. You know what? Nobody's looking at your hair anyway. They're looking at your body, Barbie.
Yeah.
You look great in that.
Barbie, you look great in
leotard.
That, but your hair, you went through a divorce.
So remember when people used to get streaks and tips and they'd go through the cap? So it's basically like Barbie was getting streaks and tips at
and they got really drunk and they left that shit on too long and it burned her hair off.
And then
it's in 20 minutes!
The hairdresser got real experimental and was like, let's thin you out. We're going to trim what
went
through
the cap. It's like your sister works at Bonner Hair of School or Bonner School of Hair.
Hairstyling.
And she's like trying it out for the first time and she went real nuts.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go.
That one's had a hard time.
I'm going to leave that one. I'm not going to do that one. But I'm gonna leave you with the one last one.
Oh gosh.
Eleanor said she wanted an 80s Barbie, so she undid. Who's this? Elsa?
Elsa's braids.
And Elsa had a rough night at the club, y'all. She
came back with her hands on backward.
And only her underpants. If you haven't been in your 20s, who hasn't had a night like this?
Well, I can tell by
her hair.
You're
like, where's my purse? Where's my dignity?
She does look like one of those like kind of pornified.
She's a pornified
like,
Disney
eyes are
dark.
Like a
yeah.
little
like
Jenna
anime.
Jameson. Yeah. It's a little bit too much. And she's got that like she's like looking down.
I've got my purse lips. Ugh.
Yeah.
This is not, they need to make a real life midlife Barbie that's like got like one side of her mouth up. Like, yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
Make a Barbie with a peppercorn stuck in her like tooth, right?
Yeah, make a Barbie with like a nice bob.
She's got really dry lips. She's like only got eyeliner or mascara on underneath her eyeballs. She's overplucked 10 years ago. So she doesn't have anything on her eyes right now.
She's wearing a nice high-waisted denim.
Yeah.
She's got on a sensible cardigan because you know that's going to get snot on it.
Absolutely. That's the Barbie
Barbie,
I want to make.
You know, but this is the Barbie we really want to be.
Hey,
like,
also, Elsa, you lost a foot when you were out. That's not even shoot off.
What?
That's just straight up missing.
You guys, she is literally missing a foot.
Hold
because
on,
if you haven't worn a stiletto, you can't feel your feet.
No. Why even have them?
Why even
get them chopped off? And does she have a back tattoo? What's going on there, Kristen?
You know what? She actually does. Now, I'm not saying that's where you should put it. It's on the back of her back, but you know somebody has a dumb tattoo like this.
Oh, it's sort of like, it looks like a robot code or something. Like it's a manufacturing code. You know somebody's got that.
It's a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
And we all say that with love.
Sorry,
we've all
Elsa,
been through the 90s. Guys, that's a great recap of our daughter's closets and our lives. And we're in process of this room. You have done a beautiful job on your closet. The point
is, we're
trying to make changes in a positive direction.
Yeah. And you know what? Give yourself credit for all the little victories. Like even just like getting rid of some of this dumb stuff is like a huge mental weight.
Yeah, do one thing. I did hear a neat challenge. It's called the Minimalist Challenge, where for 40 days you give one thing away on the first day, two things away on the next day, three on the next day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then on the end, you've gone through so much stuff and you're giving away 40 things. Like that is crazy.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a good way to start. Whatever you do, just get rid of a couple things.
Tell us what this is. I thought I heard this thing where for like a month you give away 20 things a day, which sounds crazy.
That's a lot.
Yeah, but it might be like
Lent.
You know, here's the thing I could get rid of. Like,
I'd rather
all the pencils like from the holidays that the kids get in like goodie bags.
Shut
and stuff
up!
Like
That's
that.
What I gave you guys in your goodie bags.
You know what? I would be surprised if they're framed out there somewhere, Kristen. I'm not getting rid of them. But stuff like that where I'm like,
I know. God, just do yourself a favor and get rid of a little bit of shit. You're going to feel better in the end.
Guess
then buy
what?
Yourself something.
You know what? Get rid of us right now because we're done.
We're
going to
be done passing. Well, we've got to do a mom box. Guys, I want to go to a fast hot flash. I'm just going to leave this thought here. It's more of a drive-by flashing than an actual deep dive, because I will guarantee you are not caught up on Yellowstone.
I'm not.
Okay, so we can't go into it too much, but I want to say two things.
The Wi-Fi was really slow when I was out of town.
I know, but I won't watch Real Housewives, but if you want to, fine. Yellowstone.
What? Wait, what did you say?
Well, you watched Housewives.
I read the book when I was out of town. There's a book.
Jeez. Oh, fine. I'm happy they're writing.
They didn't write it.
Oh, see?
Yellowstone.
There we go. Yellowstone. Okay. Here's what I'm going to say right off the top of my thought process. Casey is the hottest one on that show.
Okay.
It's
all
not
right.
Rip. Here's why. Rip could be the hottest one if they would just let him have his real hair color. Why is he not allowed to be a redhead?
He's a
redhead from Good Will Hunting. Do you know that?
Yeah, you told me that.
So
yeah.
He is so hot as a natural redhead. I don't know why they're not letting that through. I hate his colored beard and the weird, I think he's wearing like contact lenses, and his dark hair. I don't like it. And now you're going to be mad at me, world, but I'm going to say, Casey, mm-hmm. Luke Grimes, goodness gracious, he's hurt. He's in pain. He's scruffy. He's too young for me, and I am into it.
All right.
That's it. That's my hot flash. Now we can have a cut. Jumping off point.
Okay.
Now,
well,
do we want to do a mom box?
I do have a mom box. And part of what's hilarious about this one is how I misread it. Yeah, this Sandy sent this in.
Sandy, our friend Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. Okay. Hi, I love you all. I signed up for a 10K a few months ago for New Year's Day.
Oof.
Here's how I read that. I signed up for a 10,000 a few months ago for New Year's Day, and I'm like, what is that? So she had a little bit too much to drink and up for a 10,000. I was like, girl, you got to quit drinking if you're losing 10 grand. What do you
want? God.
What?
Oh, God.
Nope. But she did. She signed up for a 10K. And she says, sidebar, if I drink, I sign up for a race or I buy crap I never knew I needed.
Same.
On Amazon. And yeah, I Facebook post on people's walls that I haven't spoken to in years. So, okay. So she does the race. She does the 10K because she's amazing. So the race was today, and I can't even begin to tell you how happy I was last night to see you had a new podcast out that would kind of work with my 10K pace. 10,000. I was thinking 10,000 again, you guys.
I mean, it is. It's 10,000 minutes of your life you'll never get back.
Wouldn't you know, I finished just as you were peacing out. So thank you for being long-winded enough to last me through a 53-minute 10K and keep me laughing through it all. I think I must have passed out for a second because I was actually contemplating bangs at one point. Lord knows, I don't have the face for that. So please don't let Casey hold you to a 40-minute limit. Keep talking. I can't run that fast. Love you all. Thanks for helping me cross the finish line with a smile. Yay, Sandy! You did it!
That is awesome, man. That's super hilarious. And by the way, I totally get you, girl. But here's what happens to me. I, at times, have to take Ambien to sleep. And the delightful nuggets I see the next day, if I'm sending you a message after 10 p.m., I'm 100% not coherent when I'm sending it. And I will make big moves. I will make bold.
Some of them are great
moves that all are towards.
Hi, Jason Momoa. This is Jen. Yes, I'm writing you again.
It's incredible where my confidence comes from. I'm like, who am I? And I too have signed up for races. Oh, and soccer, over 40-year-old soccer.
Oh gosh,
which
you guys, that's
going to
be a whole other
for.
Episode coming up. Kristen joined a soccer team, you guys.
Yeah, and I've never played soccer, and I have a bad hip. So I get you, girl. I get you. Guys, thanks for joining us on our podcast. We love you so much.
Bye.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.